Thank you, Brother Brooks, and I want to say good afternoon to everyone that has assembled with us through this technology that we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Thankful for those that have been invited on the call and may not be members, yet members of the Church of Christ. Our hope and our prayer is that you will listen to God's word, see the benefits, the blessings of being a Christian. Understand how much God loved you and me to the point that he asked his only son to come down on this earth, live on this earth, and die one of the most shameful deaths any man could die. He shed his blood on the cross, and with that blood he purchased the church. And our hope is that your understanding of the word will be such that you will obey the gospel and become a Christian, a member of the church. Again, we're excited again and thankful again to be with you on this afternoon to share from God's word. I want to thank those that have gone before me, those thoughtful prayers that were offered, thankful for our song leader on this afternoon, and even the one that led us in our communion offering. We're thankful for the men that have elected to serve on this afternoon. And so from this afternoon, I want to speak from the word that we have been given. You have the text read to you in your ear. Want to talk from the subject, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Paul made that statement, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And so that's our subject title for this afternoon. However, we want to ask, we made this lesson twofold, and that on last Sunday afternoon, if you're with us, we spoke from the subject, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And so I want to just go back to connect the lesson, because we're going to pick up where we left off on last week. We found that Paul talked about that we should rejoice in the Lord always. He said, and again, I say rejoice. And rejoicing is being happy about, very happy about something. And Paul, even though he was in a prison in Rome, as many of our biblical scholars believe, he was still able to say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And we found from the scripture text in Matthew chapter 28, in verse number 20, Paul found that he had a great companion, because Jesus said to those disciples at that time, in Matthew 28 and 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Jesus said, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And so Paul realized that he had Christ as a companion. And regardless of whatever his circumstances or situations were, and we looked in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 14 through 18, where Paul was opposed by Alexander, a coppersmith, and how he brought Paul much evil. But Paul said when others forsook him, that Christ was there with him. Christ stood with him when nobody else was stood with him. So Christ, Paul realized that he could rejoice always because Christ was there. He says in 2 Timothy 4:17, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered, notice he says, out of the mouth of the lion. So Paul shared with us, those that are Christians, to rejoice always in the Lord. And so on this afternoon, we want to pick up from that text, pick it up with verse number 8 and a few scriptures that we can see. While Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Let us see what the scriptures reveal about being made strong from Christ. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, he says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He said, make these things the subject of your thoughts. Paul said, when he said those things are true, we as Christians are correct to what are the facts of this world. Whatsoever things are honest, Paul was talking more about that we, those that we honor, those that we value, those that respect, those that are of old age, those are those that are honest. Our grandparents will be ones that we look to as being honest because we value them and they are of old age. And then he says, those things that are just, and just simply means right conduct, just doing that which is right. He said, those things that are pure, things that are clean and not harmful in any way, things that are lovely, those things that are pleasing. He said, things that are of good report, those things that are fair sounding. And then he said, if there be any virtue, and virtue has to do with uprightness, having high moral standards, moral excellence. He said, if there is any virtue, if there be anything that is praiseworthy or deserving of praise, Paul says we ought to think on these things. And that goes back to what Paul had told them earlier in Philippians 2 and 5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Paul lets us know as Christians, Christians, how to develop a mindset on things to think of, those things that are honest, just, pure, of good report, lovely, of virtue. Paul said we ought to think on those things as Christians, those things that are ungodly, those things that are cardinal. We are to grow, to move from those things that we think, as Paul says, and then he says in verse number 9, those things which you have learned, both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he says, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So Paul says here, those things that you have gained knowledge by observing, he says, those things you received that I've given to you, those things that you've heard, he says, seen in me, he says, do. And I want to say that in every congregation, we ought to have role models for Christians to look at. Note in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and the verse is number 1. Paul says, be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. And so Paul says that being followers are being an example. Being an example of those Christians that are following Christ. Paul says, be an example to them. And he says, to follow me, to follow me. And I follow Christ. So we ought to have in every congregation that are examples for others. And Paul allowed himself to be an example. And he says then, but I rejoice greatly in the Lord. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. He said that now at last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you are also careful, but you lack opportunity. So Paul again repeats to rejoice in the Lord greatly. And he said to them that the care that they had for him, he said, had become active again. He said, because at one time you didn't have the opportunity, but now You have that opportunity. Well, Paul wanted them to know in verse number 11, text that was read in our hearing, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, not because I want something. He said, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Paul said that he had learned the lesson. And the word content here means to be self-sufficient or able to maintain oneself. Paul said, I have learned how to take care of myself. How, Paul? Because he said in verse 12, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. And everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul says, I know how. The word abased mean to be brought to a humble condition. You know, sometimes life situations and circumstances can humble us. Paul said, I know how to be humble. He said, also, I know how to be abound. Paul said, I've had situations where I had more than enough. He said, but I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And I want to share with us, the Christian life is one of flexibility, being able or willing to change depending on situation and circumstances. Some situations are designed to humble us. And there's some situations that it looks like sometimes we're on top of the world. But Paul says he has learned how to deal with both situations. When I have more than enough, when I don't have enough. Paul said, I know how to deal with both of those situations. And then he tells us in verse number 13, our scripture text for this afternoon. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let us examine a biblical case study of our Apostle Paul being strengthened by the Lord, and we can see what Paul meant by him saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Meet me in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and beginning at verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse number 7. Paul said to the Corinthians, and least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. He said, least I be exalted above measure. Paul so told the Corinthians in his second letter, he said, and least I lift myself up because of the fact God has given me an abundance of revelations or instructions to give others. Paul says there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, many have speculated what that means, but all we can do is go by what the text says. Paul says he has a thorn in the flesh, and it could be a figure of speech where one would say, you are a pain in my neck. That doesn't mean that the pain is in my neck, but I'm saying that's a figure of speech of one saying that someone may be causing them pain. But Paul says that whatever it was that he had, the messenger of Satan had given something that buffeted him. And buffeted here means something that caused Paul a lot of pain. It was forceful in the sense that it buffeted him. He said, least I should be exalted above measure. At least I should think of myself possibly more than I should. God has allowed Satan to buffet me. And Paul said, this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Whatever it was, Paul said that I went to the Lord three times that the Lord might remove this from me. But I want to show you how when Paul talked about revelation, let's look in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 11 so we can see where Paul talks about his abundance of revelation and see the difference between Paul and then with us today. Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 1 and the verses 11. Paul said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, or not according to man. He said, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul says that those things that I taught, those instructions I got them from the Lord. I didn't get them from man. So I want to say to all of us that the Apostle Paul received the instructions of God by inspiration. However, today we must get it by perspiration. We must study the Word of God to know what the will of God is for our lives. And I want to always encourage us to make time in your schedule to study and understand what the will of God is for our lives. Paul said that because of these revelations that was given to me, God allowed Satan to buffet me, at least I be exalted above measure. And Paul said, going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul said, whatever it was, I went to the Lord three times, thrice, that it might depart from me. And I want to say to us, there are some things that will send us to the Lord over and over and over again, because we want relief from whatever the pain or whatever the challenge. Sometimes, as Paul will talk about in the letter before we close, those things. So when Paul went to the Lord about this thing three times, God, Christ responded to him in verse number 9, where we begin to unfold what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notice Christ's response to him. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. God says to all of us, his favor is enough for us. He says, for my strength or power is made perfect in our weakness. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So Paul's response after the Lord spoke to him, our response after we study and read the Word of God, Paul's response was, most gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities or my weaknesses, that, watch this now, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sometimes God will strengthen our purpose in life. God will use those things that are our weaknesses. And Paul, God told Paul that my strength is made perfect or complete in our weakness. And Paul's response then to the Lord was, now most gladly, I would rather boast about my shortcomings, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God's strength can cover all our weaknesses. God's strength can lift us up out of any of our valleys. God's strength can bring us through any of our trials. Because Paul says in verse number 10, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. I now learn to deal with my weaknesses. He said, in reproaches, which are injuries, in my necessities, when I'm going through pains, be them physical or sometimes a mental anguish. Paul says, I learn to take pleasure in these things, in persecutions. Sometimes things from the past will continue to haunt us. Sometimes there are things that we may have done in our earlier days that seem like they are simply pursuing us. They are chasing us. We can't get rid of them. Paul says, those type things, I've learned that Christ will strengthen me in my weakness. He said, in distresses, those things, those afflictions, those troubles that we go through, Paul says, for Christ's sake, sometimes living the Christian life will cause you stress, especially when you are the only Christian sometimes in an environment. Sometimes you may be the only Christian in your family. Sometimes you are the only Christian on your job. Paul says, when those distresses come for Christ's sake, he said, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Paul says, I can do all things. Why? Because my strength is not in me. My strength is in the power of Christ. My strength is when I'm in my weakness, God's strength will lift me up. God gives us strength in our purpose. You know, sometimes you have adverse winds blowing in your life, and those are the times I need to develop purpose and determination that I'm going to move forward. Why? Because Christ is there to move me. Christ is there when I am weak. Christ is there when I don't know where to go. Christ is there when I don't know how to turn. Because I now, as Paul said, can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And then he, as I close, Paul finishing the letter, he said, notwithstanding, you have well done, verse 14, that you did communicate with me with my afflictions. Paul said, you all responded to me. He said, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. He said, but you only. Paul, that's why he had a high level of thanks to the Philippians. He said, because when no other congregation will give to him, he said, the Philippians did. He said, even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessities, not because I desire to give, but I desire fruit that you may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And then he told them in verse number 19, as I close. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so for those that are Christians, we have to know that God will strengthen our purpose. God will give us the strength to do those things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Never let the devil win. Never feel that the devil has won. As long as you have blood running through your veins, we have a chance for God to lift us up, to strengthen us in times of need. So I want to encourage all of us that are Christians. As Paul told the Corinthians, I want to say to us that we can do all things through Christ. As he strengthened Paul, he can strengthen us. And we know that through God's word, we can find strength to live the next day. If you're on the call this afternoon and you're not a Christian, you must realize, as we found out from one of our listeners on our gospel call, as I shared with that person, the most important decision that anyone can make in their life is to obey the gospel of Christ. That gospel is found in the Philippian letter in chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Where the Bible talked about Christ and being found in fashion as a man, Christ humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You must realize or understand that God loved you enough, God the Father, that God the Son came down on earth. He died on a cross, put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He there for 6 hours. He died on that cross. And then they buried him in a tomb. And he rose again the third day. Those are the three facts of the gospel. God raised him up. You must believe that. However, while on that cross, in John 19:34, a soldier pierced him in the side, and out came blood and water. When someone become a child of God, and Jesus is the Son of God, those two elements must be present. Water, and by faith, the blood. So what are you saying, Brother Stroud? I'm saying, you've heard, if you're on the call today, you've heard the gospel. If you believe it, and that's in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the gospel itself. You believe it, you must repent of your sin. The life you've been living away from the Lord, you must now turn to the Lord. You make the confession of what you believe in your heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Once you make that confession, then you must be water baptized for the forgiveness of all your past sins. Then the Lord himself would add you to the church according to Acts 2:47. And now you become a member of the Church of Christ, of the only church you can read about in the Bible. So if you're on the call, get with the one that invited you on the call. Obey the Lord today, because tomorrow is not promised for any of us. And so I want to close with saying, we that are Christians can all do all things through the strength that Christ can give us. Thank you very much.